So our next speaker for the Lightning Talk session will be Stephen Mwigi, and we talk about building the world's virtual classroom. Welcome him.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks. I'm delighted to be here talking to you today about building the world's virtual classroom and about the BigBlueButton open source software project. I'm the second speaker on the list here, although I wear many hats. I'm here in my role as the executive director of the BigBlueButton Foundation, the not-for-profit organization, the steward of the BigBlueButton open source software project. My co-speaker here, who's not joining me here today, but is in the photo there in about the middle from one of the recent developer events, that one in particular held in Germany, Fred Dixon. He's the product manager of the BigBlueButton project and very active in the community. Many of you probably heard of BigBlueButton, but you've often been thinking of it as a video conferencing platform. I'm introducing it here today as a platform for purpose-built virtual classrooms, and that purpose is online education. It empowers teachers to teach, it empowers learners to learn, and that means you need video, you need a video conferencing system, but you need a lot more than that. And that's what I'm going to try to convey here on the next slide. When we get together for a video conference, the main goal there is about meeting, bringing together people that are in different locations so we can talk to one another. When we're getting together for a virtual classroom and online education, our purpose is a different one, and that's to learn collectively and to learn collaboratively. Video conferencing is table stakes there. We absolutely need that, but we need a lot more than that. That's what this drawing is trying to convey here. So if you've heard of BigBlueButton as a video conferencing system, lots of open source software projects have chosen to use it for their seminars, open source software foundations using it in that capacity. That's great. Please continue to do so. It's a good video conferencing system. But what really drives the team here that's developing the project is some of these other things around the virtual classroom and online learning. That's what I'm talking to you about today. The potential here is really high. So you'll have heard of the Sustainable Development Goals out of the United Nations that drive so much policy in government and in the private sector here today. One of those Sustainable Development Goals is around education. Sustainable Development Goal number 4 is ensuring inclusive and equitable quality education and promote lifelong learning opportunities for all. But the data tells us that we've got some way to go on that there's a significant segment that doesn't have access to quality education, and that's particularly troubling in the younger segments. And having that available in your browser, provided we get the rest of the infrastructure right, can make a contribution to some of these big goals, like the Sustainable Development Goals of the UN. BigBlueButton is open source. It's open source both in the sense of open source license under the LGPL and open source in the sense of a collaborative development community. Localized into many languages, and that all happens from community contributions. Our developers speak several languages, but they don't speak 55 languages. And it comes from contributions from people that are not primarily developing the software, the language localizations. But there have been contributions from many developers worldwide. We see open source here as a way to reach everyone, and then also do so in a way that recognizes security, privacy, data requirements in your local regions by you being in control of your learning data. It also integrates well with other software systems. So in the education space, the most important systems there amongst universities and colleges and in K-8 education is the learning management systems that are the main interface between students and teachers asynchronously when they're not in the classroom. So a lot of work has gone into BigBlueButton to integrate well with all of the major learning management systems. There's a special relationship with Moodle, but all of these systems here, BigBlueButton integrates with that, and that has important it has important implications for joining, authenticating, joining the classroom from the same systems that you use for the rest of your learning. It's also built on open source, and you may recognize some of your favorite projects here that are consumed by BigBlueButton. So here's the timeline here that I'm going to talk to you about today. From 2007, of the humble beginnings of a developer at one university really scratching an itch at that university for delivering capability for online learning that didn't exist in any of the software systems of the day. Software systems that are different from the ones people are using today for video conferencing and online learning, because that was a long time ago. 2024 today, we're looking at making an impact on UN development goals, and important event there in the middle is everything that happened with the global pandemic and how that changed online activities for everyone worldwide, where things that had not been online needed to go online very quickly. And the implications for projects like this one were about needing to learn how to scale. So Big Blue Button works very, very well for small deployments. It's easy to install. You can use it for very small sessions that just involve a few people. The work there in between was on the load balancing systems, on the other back-end network technologies to be able to deploy at scale. So some of those large deployments, and there's many around the world, here's a state in southern Germany that has deployed Big Blue Button across 3,000 schools. And what I'm showing here in the graphic is a performance management dashboard. And it's at the top there, it's indicating we've got slightly over 185,000 simultaneous users there, spread across, as you can imagine, many servers. And I don't have all the details on that system, but it's a large deployment. Another example here is the wide deployment of Big Blue Button across France, with the capabilities there for 500,000 concurrent teachers and students being online simultaneously. So that capability to scale from very small systems to very large systems was what was one thing that changed during the pandemic. Now I want to talk to you about the future of where we want to take this. The framework that underpins Big Blue Button to enable these things, where we're at today with some of the capabilities, and where we want to go in the future with that. What we want to achieve here is a wonderful user experience, where learners and instructors are saying afterwards, that's the best experience I've ever had. That was a great online learning experience. And now all the thought goes into how it is that we would implement that. And one of those ways is building on the decades of research we have in learning and teaching, this whole domain of pedagogy. And I don't mean to turn this into a talk on theories of learning and that sort of thing, but I do want to convey with you some examples of three ideas that come out of our research on learning and teaching that shape and change what you would do in the software systems. Okay, so these will come together in just a second. Three ideas from pedagogy. So one of them, and this is the one most people have probably heard of before, is the idea of thinking of learning in taxonomies. That there's low-level thinking, there's high-level thinking, there's many, many things in between. And they're different. The way it is that we develop them, the way in which we assess them, the order in which people become stronger at them is different. Okay? And in our systems, we would want to be able to take that into account. And if you want to learn more about any of